Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, you sneaky motherfucking freaks! Guess what?
What?
We're on YouTube!
We're on YouTube. Check out these beautiful, shiny, delightful faces and smiles.
Shiny?
Shiny. I haven't showered in a few days.
Thank you for sharing.
Check us out on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Quite frankly, I can't wait for you to get a nursing home because you know how I feel about that. I would like to live there.
No, you would like to meet older women that are in their 90s, possibly up to 100.
You guys know how I feel about grandma perfume. Don't get me started.
It just gets him all riled up.
I get wound up like a top. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
We are chatting about sex on a weekly basis, and I have the delight of chatting with a mother who's a year older.
Oh, wait a second. I'm a day older, not a year old. Where do you get the mother's a year old?
She is getting a little older for all of us.
I'm getting a little long in the tooth. Is that what you're saying? What the hell? What is this? Is this hit on her shit on it was so soon into this podcast?
Absolutely not.
She's another year older.
Did you not celebrate a birthday this weekend?
Yes.
And how was it?
Absolutely phenomenal.
It was phenomenal, and I wanted to share that with our listeners.
All right, that's fine. I mean, the way it started out was like,
my mother's old,
and it goes along with the theme of some of the people that I've seen on TikTok, which I'll bring up later.
No, you are not old. You are you're younger than me at heart.
I am the oldest living millennial, as we all know. I have a t-shirt. If anybody wants merch, we have merch saying that.
Yes, at sextalkwithmymom.com, you can get that. Mom, we went out to, quick side note, welcome Dale, our wonderful videographer, producer,
Dale?
Editor extraordinaire.
Hello.
Hello.
Before we get to what we did, I'd like to say something about social media. It's like, it's getting to be too much pressure for me on my birthday. It used to be fun because people make messages on Facebook, but now there's too many ways to access messages.
Oh, you're too popular.
No, it's just like I can't handle the amount of texting, Facebook messages, Facebook voicemails. Instagram. I don't even know where to look anymore. I miss half of them. It's too much pressure on me. I think I'm done with it.
You missed mine.
That's what I'm talking about.
I put out a nice montage for you, a video montage. I didn't even read it.
You didn't
even watch it.
I watched it, read it, loved it. Thank you, son. I just want to tell you one other thing. And I thought about this as a question for our listeners. You little sneaky freaks, tell me you don't do this, because I think if you're going to lie when I know that this is really a truism.
Mm.
When it's your birthday, do you go through your Facebook wall to see how many people wish you a happy birthday that you've slept with before?
What?
I do that.
What do you mean you do that?
I go through my Facebook messages and I look to see if any of them are from prior lovers.
Because you want to see if they still got the flame going?
Well, at least that I'm still in their thoughts.
And at least I'm still in their thoughts.
And
it sounds like you're ready for a eulogy or something.
No,
over
it
here.
Goes back to like I revert all the way back to college, then after college, then after your dad died. I got messages.
What,
galore.
What number were you up to?
There was a good 4 or 5.
4 or 5.
Yeah. Well, we're talking my entire life of 63 years. So
yeah, a lot of them have died at this point.
One did. Actually, two did. Two died. Well, two of my long-term have died. I have one left right now. That's it.
To any of our listeners, you don't want to have sex with my mom. You might die shortly thereafter.
It's really, right now, it's two-thirds are dead. Two-thirds of people that ask me to marry them are dead.
Not good.
No. But hopefully the last one will stick around for a while because he's younger.
Do you respond
to these?
It's always
good to go younger.
Did you respond to these old flames?
I did. And, you know, I feel kind of guilty about that because I didn't respond to it's impossible to respond to all those messages. There was like over hundreds of messages on Facebook alone. But I did tend to respond on some of the ex-loves.
And what do you say?
Thank you.
Thank you. I remember what this was.
What you saw?
No, that's what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what? You said that?
I responded someone with the little winkies. So I
you thought, did winkies?
Yeah, I did winky.
You did winkies?
I winked. Okay, not a big deal.
I can't believe
you. I'm going to have to go and erase now because I know you're going to go through my Facebook to see who the hell I winked at.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Not that you don't even... You probably know all these stories and oh every God. Sneaky freak knows
I
all these
I
stories.
Didn't. Trust me, I'm not going through and seeing who you fucked on your Facebook profile.
I just would love for our next lube it up question or our steaming satisfier question.
Steaming satisfier.
To find out if you guys do this. I know somebody out there does it. Dale, do you do that?
I certainly look. You know, I don't really respond to anybody on Facebook for birthday stuff. I just kind of, you know, like I'll like them, you know.
Yeah, well, that's all that you can even take time for.
Yeah, I don't really go on Facebook.
Not to mention TikTok.
I don't go on Facebook either. Facebook is dead, mother.
Facebook died.
It's done. Anyway, I wanted to share a bit about our birthday celebration for you.
Well, mine started on a Wednesday prior to the Friday, which was the actual birthday, and it went continuing till... I'm still not done with it yet.
Oh,
I'm milking
it. It's continuing
it.
Onwards.
So which part were you referring to?
I'm talking about when we were at a nice Italian restaurant with the rest of the family.
Oh, my God.
And you get...
It is out of control.
A little drunk.
A little.
You got hammered and started playing the penis game very loudly at the restaurant.
Among other... But we did have someone at the end of the night come up to our table and say, I want to be with your family.
The host. She said she was listening to the whole conversation.
Right, because it was out of control.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
She's just fucking sitting there eavesdropping over the goddamn conversation?
Like you don't. I do it all the time.
Yeah, I guess it was kind that she admitted to it.
Yeah, well...
But she played the penis game with us.
It was... Would you describe what happened?
You started shouting penis.
Our family has done that before, in fairness.
I don't think it's that common. I think you just start screaming penis, and then D's starts trying to go louder.
Yes.
And my sister was sloshed, and she went literally the loudest scream I've ever seen in
penis
up in public. It was crazy.
And then the whole rest of the table did penis, and then of course the host comes over, said that she never had so much fun listening, and then we kind of coaxed her into doing penis too, and she belted out a good loud penis.
How about my sister's boyfriend? As the waitress comes over,
she picks up on a lot of different. This is a different person, by the way.
Yeah, she comes over and as he's saying, "I'll give you a hand job," very loud, and she goes, "Okay, I'm gonna pretend like I didn't just hear that."
She's a woman about my age, very, you know, straight laced type of Italian woman.
And then, this is the kicker, the clincher. There was a flower salesman that came through.
Oh, I forgot
at the end
this.
Of the night, and we decided we're gonna get mom a flower.
Yeah,
like a rose.
Yeah.
And he's
a fucking ripoff, by
the
way.
We pay the $5. He gives you the rose, and he's holding out a couple for you to choose from.
Right.
And you start choosing both of them.
For $5, you think you get two.
You don't get two.
Why is he handing me two? Are you...
You take one.
For a rose?
Yeah.
One rose.
The most awkward experience. I mean, you guys are both holding these roses and like playing tug of war with this fucking rose.
I thought he's handing me two.
I'm like, give it to the guy. He clearly is not doing that well. He's selling roses on the street. Don't take all of them.
I took, I thought two was a, Dale, do you agree two is for $5?
It's,
and you gotta account for, you know, street prices.
Well, I would have taken none because you know those roses don't last. And my favorite flower, which I got from D's, is the stargazing lily. And lilies last forever and they smell really good. It reminds me of when you were in the hospital.
Oh.
And I mean, when I gave birth to you in the hospital, you weren't in the hospital. But I gave birth to you in the hospital and the whole room smelled like those lilies.
Oh.
So that's how I became a lily fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did there was a moment during this meal where the children started asking who was the favorite one.
That
who was the favorite
very
child. I said my brother is the favorite one. My brother said I'm the favorite one. My sister says she's the favorite one. That was the funniest response I ever heard. No one thought she was the favorite one except her.
Wait a second.
You said everyone was your favorite.
And the truth is, everyone is my favorite. I couldn't choose.
Yeah, we know.
How do you choose your kids?
Well.
And by the way, all you sneaky freaks are my kids.
Oh, so now everyone's a favorite.
Yes.
I don't buy this.
No, no.
You just opened up a whole can of worms.
Yeah, no, the sneaky freaks cannot be my favorite, although some of them are coming close. Some of them are definitely more supportive of what I do than other people.
Is that right?
Yeah, they come on my live streams. They're always there sending nice messages, more messages from Sneaky Freaks and community, and on the Discord, on the Patreon. It was exhausting, but so fun.
It was very fun. And we did, this brings us to a wonderful segment of the show called Steam It Up with Satisfier.
Woohoo! It's hot and steamy.
Satisfier is presenting this wonderful segment where we get to ask you a question that you can partake in every week. You could just give us a text at 310-356-3920. Hit us with a text, and we will give you one of these questions and include your responses on a weekly basis. So the question of this week was, do you have a memorable experience pooping or peeing in public?
Some very mature woman thought of that idea.
That was my year older mother.
Yes, that was me.
We got some phenomenal responses. But before we do, I think this question came up because there was an addendum to Dale's story from last week. Do you recall this, Dale?
I do recall this, yes.
So you shared an incredible story with us about peeing before an interview.
Correct.
Pissing your pants.
Oh, my God.
Peeing.
If you guys have not heard this story, you have to go to episode. What episode is it?
377.
377.
The Dating App Guru.
The Dating App Guru. But part of that is Dale sharing a story about his interview with peeing in his pants. So I guess that's a spoiler just now, but it's worth to listen.
But we went to lunch afterwards, and you shared a bit more about this story. Can you share that with everyone?
I would love to. Yeah. So quick recap. I had an interview. I was across the street at a coffee shop. I peed my pants.
As we all do.
Yeah. And so I dried up with the toilet paper and I went to the interview.
Right.
Interview went well. And they asked me to come back to interview the next day for just like with different people. And I only own one suit.
And we know where this is going. That means that you didn't bother taking it to the overnight dry cleaners. You just said, fuck it. I'm just going to walk in this stink smelling like piss.
Yeah. And so I, sprayed it with a little cologne. And
you sprayed it with the cologne.
We didn't know about the cologne spray.
It just fucking waltzed in there with the piss pants.
Have you ever heard of something called Febreze?
I feel like that doesn't like stick around as long as a cologne. A cologne,
can
lingers.
Can you imagine what they must have thought? But of course, they're accountants, so they don't know the difference. They're oblivious. They're into the numbers. They're not thinking what's walking and smelling like cologne and piss at the same time. How did that smell? That I don't even know if it made it better. It had to be. I don't even want to think about what that smelled like.
Did you get the job because you smelled like piss?
You know, I feel like I set the bar low. And I let my words do the talking, not my appearance.
And the thing is, you got the job, and did they know about it?
I see. That's the thing. No one ever brought it up because I ended up becoming like pretty decent friends with like a decent amount of the people that interviewed me. And later, I told a few of them. I'm like, yeah, I straight up pissed my pants on the way to that interview. Like
when you say you're nervous and you're gonna piss your pants, you meant it.
Yeah, but they didn't feel like they didn't say at least that they had noticed at the time. So
I love this story.
Well, thank you for sharing that story.
You.
Because it's a life event. It's hard to do. You ever tell your parents about it?
Oh, immediately. I told mom. I called her after the interview. Yeah, well, I pissed myself, but I think it went pretty well.
she probably thought he's kidding, so I'm not even go any further. Little did she know there was an element of truth there.
Yeah.
We got some remarkable responses from these sneaky freaks that I wanted to share.
First, I'd like to hear if you ever shit your pants
I'm constantly shitting my pants.
You shit your pants when we were on Megyn Kelly Today.
Okay, I didn't shit my pants.
You set the entire 2 hours prior to being recorded
right.
on national and international TV with Megyn Kelly
yeah.
in the toilet.
Yes, yeah.
Missing when people like Jimmy Fallon walked by and said hi to me.
Right. Yeah, I think especially, I think I can control it if there's a bathroom around. I can usually get in the bathroom. But most recently, shit my pants at a wedding in Mexico due to food poisoning.
Split your head open.
So when I went, yeah, that was after I split my head open. I pissed in public and almost got arrested in Mexico
as
well.
I remember that. You were almost handcuffed.
Yeah, handcuffed.
You were also one time scuba diving and you refused to take your suit off to pee.
No. Everyone wanted to scuba dive and piss in the water.
Yeah.
In your wetsuit. I can't do that.
Yeah, there's two people that, what is it?
What? I have to be grounded?
There's two types of people. Those who pee in the wetsuit and those who lie about it.
And then there's a third type that gets so neurotic, I need to be completely grounded in order to piss.
So you can't pee in your wetsuit or take it down and pee. So you just have to basically...
My feet need to be planted.
Explode.
Yes.
Did I ever on this podcast share when I was in a convertible driving back from a White Sox Cubs game?
You definitely did, but I would like you to share it again.
Long story short, since I've already shared it, I'm just going to say that I think I had food poisoning. Mm-hmm. Something caused me to have uncontrollable bowels. I get into a small little Mercedes convertible with my friend who's driving with the top open, and all of a sudden I'm wearing white jeans and I realize I have to poop, and it's wall-to-wall people. There's no way that it was a gridlock within these cars outside of the Comiskey Park. Anyway, long story short, luckily she had a Vente plastic Starbucks cup in her car.
Big.
And I was able to maneuver taking down my white pants,
oh my
crapping
God.
In a cup and throwing it out the window.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the people behind me in the car?
She's getting splattered.
Just splattered. But there was nothing we could do because it was...
What was the consistency of the shit?
It was what you would imagine, a consistency of a shit that filled up a Vente cup.
It filled the cup?
Thank God it was a Vente and not just a Grande or even a small cup.
Oh, my God. That is disgusting,
mother.
And the
first thing she says is, "We're not telling anybody about this." Of course, I just told it with millions of people, this entire audience.
Yeah. Oh,
so wow. Anyway, we've all been there. You know, it's a natural thing. What are you going to do? You know, the coolest thing is that I somehow didn't get on my white pants.
You think you get, as you age, you start shitting and pissing more in public or in your pants?
I pissed yesterday.
Wait, what?
I did.
Yesterday?
Yes.
You pissed? Where?
I made myself a beautiful blueberry protein shake.
Yes.
And I was so excited. I was on the phone with you, actually.
Yes, I remember this.
And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. My hand got loose. The shake went flying all over the walls, all over the table, all over the floors, all over me in a brand new pants, and all over Buddy, the malty poo. It got everywhere. And I had just had like a cup of coffee before that, and I was trying to wipe everything down, and all of a sudden... I just started peeing on top of everything else. It was like a disaster.
Oh, my God.
It was a literal disaster. I had to take everything off and strip down naked, take a shower, throw everything in the wash, and I still see this blueberry shake all over the floor right now.
At what point do we start thinking nursing home is the answer for you?
Apparently today, when you just said something about me being like the oldest living millennial.
No, you said that, mother.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
you're older.
I'm ready for it.
And you're ready for the nursing home. And quite frankly, I can't wait for you to get a nursing home because you know how I feel about that. I would like to live there.
No, you would like to meet older women that are in their 90s, possibly up to 100.
You guys know how I feel about grandma perfume. Don't get me started.
It just gets him all riled up.
I get wound up like a top. All right. We got some answers over here. Dane said... and this, by the way, we're talking about different questions. The question that you're answering is times that we've shit and pissed uncontrollably.
In public.
But this was in private that you did this, in your own home.
Yeah, but the story about the White Sox-Cubs game was definitely not in private.
Okay, so we're going...
We had probably hundreds of people in cars around us that might have watched this.
Disgusting.
Because it's a convertible.
I've pissed in
Thank
a convertible.
Thank God it's a convertible.
I pissed while driving in a convertible. In a bottle. Yeah.
What did you do with that bottle?
I tossed it.
Oh, thank you.
Or actually, I think I put the cap on and I just disposed of it when I got to a gas
station. Oh,
thank
God you had a little cap there to put it. You capped it.
As I went to go throw it out, I look back and there's a homeless guy siphoning off gas from my car as I was putting gas in it.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God.
That's what you get because he wanted that bottle.
Yeah. Fucked up. Anyway, Dane said, once I accidentally went into the woman's bathroom. I was out on a date and nature called, so I excused myself to the restroom, went into a stall, did my business, and walked out of the stall, and there stood my date. We finished our date, and I never heard back from her.
Gee, I wonder why. She was like, why did you go take a shit in the women's bathroom?
What the fuck is my date doing?
But
in the
I, by
bathroom?
The way, have walked into the men's bathroom way too many occasions.
Yeah.
Because I'm so oblivious half the time. I'm just walking and drunk. I'm just happy that I didn't fall, and I end up watching some guy piss. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in the wrong bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
Sometimes three times in a night.
Wait, what? Sometimes three times in a night? What is that comment? Wait, what is that?
It's because it's happened to me on 3 days. Like, if we go one bar to the other or whatever, I'll walk in the wrong, but inevitably, I'm going to walk in the wrong bathroom.
It's just, why?
I don't know. Sometimes they have little, like, roosters and hens, and I don't know what's what. What the fuck?
No, it's never a rooster and hen.
Sometimes it's a rooster and a hen, and you don't know which one to walk in.
I've never seen a... Those are very similar looking animals.
Have you not been in a very ambiguous bathroom? Like, you don't you look at the door,
this.
And you're like, you're spending way too much time trying to figure out which one's the men's and the women's.
Yeah,
it's just way too much energy.
They shouldn't do that shit.
No. Make it very clear. Men's, women's, whatever, non-binary. I don't care. But you know what? I'm better off with non-binary, because then I don't fuck up as much.
That is true. Any bathroom will work. Okay. Daniel says, well, I'm a boy, so I've only took a piss in public as most boys do. It's easier when you have a penis. I took a long piss when camping once and my best friend's grandma walked by and got me so horny, dog.
What? What?
What the, what? The fuck?
Okay, Danny.
Is
Danny,
that
Danny boy?
Daniel. Danny boy.
Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy. You are a little pervert. But he gets turned on by grandma's too.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
You and him share that.
He
common.
Got so horny, dog. I love
he's
that
so
he's
horny.
Like, he knew that I'm his dog when it comes to the getting horny with the grandmas.
I feel like that song, Me So Horny. You know that song?
No. I don't know that song, mother. We got another answer
here. Dale knows that song. Me So Horny.
It's a classic.
Oh,
yeah,
classic?
Yeah, sing it for us.
I don't know it that well.
Okay, next time.
Okay.
All right. We'll got take a pass.
Colette says, one time I got high and ate around 80-ish McNuggets. Needless to say, I had to go to the bathroom really badly. After a while in the car, I stopped at my old high school and explosively shit near the turf football field.
Oh, my God.
80-ish McNuggets? Are you fucking kidding
That's
me?
That's a lot of McNuggets.
That's a lot of McNuggets.
And yeah, I can see that it could cause some serious gastrointestinal issues.
Are you a McNugget fan?
McNuggets are fine, you know. They do upset the stomach, though. I can understand that.
Because they're deep fried. You don't eat 80 of them. What's going on with her?
How many nuggets have you had in one sitting?
That's a good question.
I had a buddy who worked at McDonald's in high school, and I remember one night he brought back 100 nuggets for the crew, and he brought every sauce that they had, like multiple sauces.
Shit.
So we had like a big nugget festival.
Nugget fest.
So wait, how many people were in this room? Roughly.
Five.
And would you say afterwards everyone just started explosively shitting everywhere?
I mean, that's like 20 a person.
Well, that was high school when like we survived off of fast food. So like,
right,
you know,
right.
We were accustomed to it.
Yeah. So no one, you got your balls knew what was going on. Huh. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Jordan says, yes, one time I was playing on the bleachers, another one, while my mom played each volleyball in our high school gym. I was only 11, but I jumped from the side of the stairs from about 7 feet high. The force was so strong from me hitting the ground, I literally pooped out a big ball of poop and had to waddle to the bathroom. Gross.
Gross.
Gross, gross. Hello there. I hate to even poop or pee in public, but at home, the bathroom is the only place where I can get some somewhat me time and a little jerk when I can, LOL. Oh, wait.
What?
This guy, TJ, this is not a time when you've pooped or peed in public. You're just told us you just like going to the bathroom and jerking off.
Why do people think... Tony's saying something similar. Can't help you this time. Sorry. Next time, anything about sex, let me know. You have a great week, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess only sex responses from Tony. We got a response from Kenzie here who said, I had a friend who learned at Burning Man how to pee standing up as a lady slash vulva having owner. So she decided to teach me, verbal demonstration only, and I decided to test it out between two cars in the parking lot of a concert in Nashville, Tennessee. Needless to say, I was not successful, peed all over my legs, and had to put on whatever random clothes my friends could get their cars. Dale, you got a friend over here.
Absolutely.
You know, kindred spirits. How to pee
kindred spirits for sure.
Like a woman. I learned how to pee like a woman.
What does that mean?
By yoga. Chair pose.
The chair pose.
Chair pose is a perfect pose if you want to learn how to pee like a woman. I highly recommend it to people. It will make sure that you don't pee on your legs. I also remembered that I was in Europe one time with a friend of mine, and she had to pee really badly, and the only stall that was open had ants all over it.
Ooh.
But she had to go so badly, we had no choice, so I literally had to hold her up while she peed all over the ants.
Never fun when bugs and animals are around while pissing.
That's true, too. What would you do if you're in the middle of pissing or pooping and you see like a raccoon or something come near you?
It's not good. We actually got a video response from someone that I thought I'd share. This is from Mackenzie. Thank you, Mackenzie. Here we go.
So, okay, gonna get straight to it. I was seeing this anesthesia resident, and we had made, I don't know, like sesame chicken or something in an empty pot,
right? Chicken.
3 hours later, everything's cool. You know, we had sex like 4 times.
Oh, she fucked after
Thankfully,
the sesame chicken.
I didn't get sick until after.
4 times.
So anyway, after we're done, we're hanging out, and I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna fucking vomit. And then so a few minutes later, I go to the bathroom and I vomit, right? And then he's like out in the kitchen doing something, and I'm like, I'm about to shit my pants. So I go to the bathroom that's upstairs, knowing that he's not gonna go into that one. And then after I have massive diarrhea, I see that there's no toilet paper. So I put my pants back on, go downstairs to the shower, put my pants like in a trash bag and put them in my bag. Then,
by the way, I would throw those
out. He comes
out.
In, so I turn the shower on because I now have to have diarrhea again in his bathroom.
She's shitting everywhere.
I was like, I'm going to have to fucking go. Anyway, I get in my car and I'm like, hey, I really got to go. You know, like I can feel it coming. So then I'm driving and then I pull over on this restaurant, like not even a mile away. I throw up on the floor while also shitting my pants.
What?
And then these were like $100 leggings, by the way.
Oh, that explains.
So then I get back on the road. I'm driving on the highway, and I'm almost to my apartment, which is like 20 minutes away. And I'm like, I can't hold anymore. I'm about to vomit. So I get my bag, I open it, and I throw up in my bag while I also shit in my pants.
Same thing.
Walking back to my apartment, had to throw those pants away. Then I get to my toilet, and I finally sit down, and explosive diarrhea, like it was on my wall.
On your wall.
So yeah, that's my story.
Oh, okay.
It is so many times that she shit her pants or shit and vomited. It's fucking nuts.
You know, we had Michael Longfellow on, and he talked about having explosive diarrhea, too. Or was that you? No.
He talks about going to the Starbucks bathroom and just shitting on all the walls.
Yeah, that happened to me in Starbucks, too, when you just shit goes flying on walls. It literally, when you hear about shit flying... It flies.
Yeah, it really flies.
When it's explosive, it explodes.
That's right.
But there was a lot going on. She must have lost like 10 pounds.
Thank you for sharing that. And I'm so sorry to hear about your $100 leggings.
Yeah, those $100 leggings should have been thrown out initially, not like taking home with you and then throwing it out, whatever she was doing with
those. No, I completely agree with her. Save the $100 leggings, put them in the wash.
She ended up ultimately throwing them out.
Well, she should have saved them. I think she should have saved them.
Okay.
Dale, would you
I'm
save
not surprised
them?
Yet.
Dale fucking would have worn them. Worn.
Dale would have seen no problem wearing them to an interview.
Worn them the next day.
Hey, I didn't have time to clean.
Oh, man. Thank you for all your texts. If you want to get involved with this very fun segment, give us a text at 310-356-3920. You know, I realize
what?
That number comes from... 773-202. Wait.
Luna.
Or it's actually the Menards one. Say
no,
big
no it's not Menards.
Yeah, you're right.
It's probably the carpet one.
What is the carpet one?
It was Luna. You had it there.
I had it right. I think it's only a Midwest thing, by the way.
It's a carpet.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I actually knew the guy that was in that commercial.
And I really? Celebrity.
Big time.
Big time celeb.
Yeah.
That segment was presented by our favorite new sexual wellness device company, Satisfyer.
I love Satisfyer.
What do you love about Satisfyer, Mother?
The one I like is Love Triangle. It's both a air pulse stimulator and a vibrator.
Ooh.
2-in-1, baby, and it's a beautiful size. Great for travel.
I love all their products because they're app-enabled and they use the most cutting-edge technology. So you can connect your device, like this beautiful Double Joy partner vibrator, to your phone, whether that's an Android, an iPhone, or an iWatch, and you can control it from your phone.
You can turn your phone into a remote control.
That's exactly right. Right. And you can give your partner the control if you wanted to, even if they're across the world and play long distance.
You know how many times you started a session with your pleasure device only to find the battery dead within minutes? That sucks. Once you pair your Satisfyer Connect app with your device, you always will be able to see the battery life.
Tremendous. I mean, they are known for their air pulse stimulators. What? How would you describe that feeling?
Feels like oral sex, baby.
And I think that if you're looking for a new vibrator or sexual wellness device, check out Satisfyer. I don't think you'll be disappointed. They're very affordable. And you can get 30% off any Satisfyer when you go to Satisfyer.com and enter code MOM30 at checkout. Again, if you're looking for one of our favorite new devices, go to Satisfyer.com and enter code MOM30, M-O-M-3-0, for 30% off. Anyway.
Is it what I timed to do segue right into hit on or shit on? Because I think this is an appropriate time, if anything.
I have a story that can... that can lead us into hit on or shit on.
Let's hear it.
So, as you guys know, I've been exploring the dating app world. And I've realized that asking someone to have a video chat is, or even a phone call, is a great first step if you want to start connecting with someone. Because they tend to flake on the first date.
And you want to know that right away.
Well, you don't want to, you don't want to have to, it's just.
Oh, going out and paying for that.
Going out and they don't want to meet in person if they don't know who this is going to be, when you can just do a quick vetting over video chat.
I think that's awesome.
Okay, so I asked this girl, so I was texting back and forth with this girl for a while, and she had tried calling me, I tried calling her around like 9 o'clock that evening. I was like, hey, you around to chat now? And I didn't hear anything back. So like a few hours passed, it's like midnight. And at this point, I am actually looking at camsoda.com.
Here he goes again.
Fucking
Cam
obsessed
Soda.
With this goddamn shit. God. It's like my one night a week where I masturbate.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm so glad that one night a week you let loose.
So I'm watching the Cam Soda, and this girl texts me at fucking midnight. And she responds, who's this?
What?
Okay. Wait, actually, I'm sorry. Let me back up a little bit. She said, who's this, like, a few hours earlier. So she said, who's this, even though we've been texting and calling. I said, Cam. So then she doesn't respond, okay? Then 3 hours later, it's midnight. Cam Soda's going. I'm jerking off. She texts me, hey, 2 Ys.
I don't like that.
Okay. Getting a text at midnight with 2 Ys, you know something's going on here. Okay.
Oh, you think a booty call?
I said, you're awake? And she said, ha 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 ha. Yeah. You? Okay. So something's going. I'm thinking.
Wait, had you already, you already came at this point?
I have not come.
Okay.
I said, I didn't know how to respond at this point. So I just said, yes, but you caught me in an intimate moment.
Wow.
How about that for a fucking suggestive ass text?
You're admitting out in public that you masturbate.
I've already admitted. What the fuck? That's not the takeaway here. The takeaway is that I shared this with this girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, out in public beyond the
city freaks. Yeah, behind the confines of the podcast.
I'm telling her, I'm inviting her. You know, it's a suggestive way to say, do you want to start? Because some of these people are sneaky freaks out there, and they would get down with a sext or.
And you're going to find out, she's going to find out right away that this is an anomaly.
What do you mean it's an anomaly?
That you're jerking off, A. B, that you're talking about it openly. This is something new.
Well, this is the first time I did. I think I would do this again.
I like it.
So that she, but then she responds, ew.
What?
Ew. fucking ew. E-W.
Oh, what a fucking boring person.
And then she responds, I'm not that kind of girl.
What kind of girl?
The fuck is that? I tell this to my therapist, because obviously this sent me in a fucking tailspin. And he goes, you should have responded, oh, really? All right. Well, I'm looking for a woman anyway.
Oh, how about this? I'm looking for someone who's fun anyway.
Good one. Wait.
Good one. Wait, yeah.
My therapist is giving me lines to give back to her.
Yeah, like punch you.
Hey, what the fuck is that?
You finally get up your guts to say something suggestive and she gets shot down by some boring ass girl that doesn't like it.
Ew. Shame. It was some sex shaming right there.
I
understand if she doesn't want to participate, but she could have just not responded. She could have just said, oh, well, I guess she did say I'm not that kind of girl.
I love that kind of shit.
The ew is not great. That's not a good response. Ew? Fuck you.
Fuck you very much, ew.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm jerking off to you. I wasn't jerking off to her. I didn't even know what this person's like.
In the middle of Cam Soda, for crying out loud. You had a whole lineup over there.
So then I said, lol, my bad. And then it sent me, I was like, oh, God, she's going to report me to Hinge. My account's going to be fucked.
Oh, my God. Here we go on the complete anxiety path.
So I came and then I said, sorry for the lewdness. Hope you get some sleep. And then I promptly unmatched from her. I took a preemptive strike.
I think that was a good move because she's boring.
Boring?
This is not going to lead to
too far away anyway.
Adventuresome sex by any means.
That's exactly. I know. I'm glad I said this because now I know. Okay. We're not going to have a good sex life.
Would you ever have done this had you not been doing this podcast? I'm very impressed.
I think I'm having a sexual awakening.
You are.
I think the dating app
this is definitely happening to you.
I know. I told you this.
Cam, sexual awakening.
What you always come up with, do you think that's the title?
Yes, that's the title of this episode.
Oh, for the love of God.
Cam is a sexual awakening. You know, I had a guy when your dad died that told me he was having a sexual revolution.
A sexual revolution?
Yeah, I think it was just basically he was fucking around on his wife.
When my dad died?
No, I'm saying I was single at that point. I wasn't.
Oh, okay, okay.
God forbid. I was not with your dad.
I thought the dad died and this guy opens up and says, guess what? Sorry about your husband. I'm going through a sexual revolution.
That's basically what happened.
That's some fucking bullshit.
No, I mean, he didn't even say sorry about what happened because I don't even know if he knew.
Okay, anyway.
All right, the point is that I'm glad you're having a sexual revolution. A revelation.
Could you just stick to the awakening?
Oh, awakening.
Yes, yeah, like sexual a spring awakening.
A revolution, awakening.
Yeah, whatever it
You're
is.
You're a new man.
I think it's honestly because there's the Hinge is going well.
That's
more people
great.
Getting in, sliding in. It's good.
I'm going to give you both, you and Dale, both a suggestion.
Yeah.
And this is someone taught me this.
Okay.
Someone says, what are you doing? You say, I just got out of the shower. And when you say that, immediately
people conjure up an image of you naked.
Yes.
Why don't you just say, I'm naked cooking eggs or something like that?
No, then they think you're just weird.
Okay.
Okay.
What about it?
Who's naked cooking eggs?
I'm constantly naked cooking garbanzo eggs.
You're constantly naked.
Yeah, I purposely chose my apartment so I can walk around naked.
I like being naked too.
I'm starting to discover I'm actually a sneaky freak.
You're not even sneaky. You're just a freak.
Yeah, I think so.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk?
Well, the other thing is, if you don't like that line, by the way, Dale, what do you think of that idea?
I think it's a tried and true method, you know?
Yeah, tried and true.
Have you tried it?
I do believe I've gotten out of the shower before via text.
But even when you're not showering.
To be honest with you, I would go through the trouble of doing a shower just to be like, just in case she checks. You know?
In case there was a camera in your shower.
Asked me what I'm doing. I got to get in the shower right now. We got to get up. What about it? I'm at the gym. You don't think I just got it back from the gym?
No,
I'm sweaty.
That conjures up sweat. Smelly, sweaty guy.
Some people get turned on by that.
I wouldn't get turned on by that. But I like when guys would say, like, not obviously like what you did out of the blue with someone you don't even know. But if you...
I was inappropriate?
No, I'm saying if there is a situation where you've already had a few texts going back and forth, you could say, what are you wearing? Because when some guy did that, I just make up this whole elaborate thing, which I'm wearing just a jeans and a t-shirt, but I'm like, oh, I've got my nightgown on. It's hitched up over my hips. And it's going over. You know, you can make up a whole.
What is it, a full fucking erotica that you're putting together to text?
Yeah, it's because you know it's not going to occur.
I say we leave it for Dipsy.
It's fall. Things are getting, you know, warm and cozy. It's time to bundle up with Little Dipsy.
And what is Dipsy, Cam?
Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on.
So what I love about Dipsy is it features characters that feel like real people.
You can hear stories about your hometown lover, that crush next door, your freaking yoga teacher.
I knew the yoga teacher was going to come.
I just fucking love this shit.
You want to play a little bit?
Yeah, I'll play a little one. This one says, Get Intimate with Sebastian and Benj, part 3. This is him, and you. Intense. Oh, man. This
is
a threesome.
If you ever wanted to have a threesome and not really have it, this is the way to do it.
I'm going to just cut to the middle. How about that?
Every part of you screaming for more.
Woo!
I mean, could you imagine being in the studio recording this stuff? I would be so hot and bothered. I can't barely hear this.
Why did you take me out of the mood I was in, by the way? What the hell?
I don't need you to get all horned up next to me.
I just wanted to continue with that. I like that.
For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial.
Ooh.
When you go to dipsystories.com/mom. That's 30 days of full access for free. When you go to dipsestories.com/mom. dipsystories.com/mom.
We've been talking a lot about smelly things, and we got to figure out what to do about it.
I have the solution, Mother. It's called Native.
Native, our favorite products for your body.
That's right. They're all about stopping the stink the right way. They care about the ingredients that are going in their body wash, in their sunscreen, in their legendary deodorant.
I love the body wash so much that I don't even wear perfume anymore.
It really is good. I tried yours the other day. It's key lime and sugar. That thing smells like a goddamn key lime pie.
And when we're talking about the deodorants, I love those smells as well. The deodorants and body wash come in amazing scents like coconut and vanilla, citrus and herb, musk, lavender and rose, which is what I had.
I ran out of body wash, and I'm literally using our promo code to renew and re-up my order because I'm really obsessed with their products. They're tremendous. I feel like it doesn't leave any residue after you use it.
It's lightweight. Absorbs quickly. They have an SPF 30 sunscreen now for both face and body.
I cannot wait to use that. And you can even build your own personalized product bundles. Mix and match 3 of your favorite scents and keep them on rotation so you have something for every occasion.
Freaking love this stuff.
Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/sneaky or use promo code sneaky at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/sneaky or use promo code sneaky at checkout for 20% off your first order.
You want to smell my armpit?
Yes. But I did want to say one thing.
What?
This girl, we had several back and forths before she asked me who's this.
So then
there's something going on. We called each other.
And then what the fuck is it?
We left voicemails for one another.
And she's like, hey, what is she doing? She's doing booty call, if you ask me.
What is she doing?
I thought that was a booty call. I thought that was going to go to booty call. You went over there. You had fucking great sex and you left.
No, I got an ew.
You got an ew.
I got an ew.
Anyway. Why does this happen to my son?
I'm sure it happens to other people as well. Did you ever have birth trauma with me?
Yes. You are horrible. 9 pounds of pain. I had an epidural that only worked on half my body. It was horrible. I think I shit, by the way, on the table when I was... I told Deez this. He told me, you shit out Cam.
Oh, my God.
When you're pushing down there, you don't know what you're pushing out. You're pushing. You don't know if it's a baby. You don't know if it's shit. You're just pushing. It's the same feeling.
So it was a traumatic birth because I was so large.
What is traumatic for the baby or for the...
I came up with this question because my friend went to a Vedic astrologer and the Vedic astrologer was like, you had some birth trauma.
Birth trauma.
And he asked his mom, sure enough, they had to pull him out with forceps.
I was pulled out with forceps.
That's what I told him. And now he thinks that he needs to undo that wounding. Well, you feel like you're wounded from your forceps?
No, I was glad that my father actually said, I had to choose between saving the mother or the baby. I said, save the mother.
Wait, what?
I'm traumatized.
You almost died at birth?
Well, not me, because I'm alive, 63 years.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, that was in the...
Papa said save the mother... Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, is that like a standard question, or they were like, one of them's going to die?
Because they had to pull me out with forceps, yes. Which means that, you know, if they didn't pull me out, I don't know what would happen. I didn't get into the details, but he obviously chose... He chose my mother, but he...
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I'm glad that I'm alive still.
Okay, anyway, let's move on. Let's go into hit on or shit on.
Hit on or shit on.
Hit on or shit on.
This is no longer sex talk with my mom. It's called shit talk with my mom.
Shit talk with my mother. And hit on or shit on is the segment where we get to look at your text comments, wherever the fuck you get in touch with us, and determine whether they are a hit on or a shit on.
I have one that comes up with on YouTube.
Yes.
It was a comment that was on a video we called Mom Gets a Lap Dance While Son Watches Awkward.
Did you name that?
No, your sister's boyfriend named it.
Okay, nice. Okay,
this is a whole family thing, okay? Because he thought this would get a lot of attention. And it actually got me, I think they took it down for a while. But anyway, this guy says, stupid mom.
Stupid mom?
Yeah.
This
would
guy.
Would you call that a hit on or shit. Stupid mom.
This guy's a fucking asshole is what that
right.
is.
That's a fucking asshole.
Stupid mom.
Stupid mom is the only comment that...
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Stupid comment. It's a shit on.
It's a shit on.
Okay. You got anything else for us, brother?
Yes. I got another shit on.
Ah.
All right. So I did a video on TikTok. Really popular video, by the way.
Okay.
Called Things to Expect Over 60.
Okay.
Based on someone, a friend of mine, that did Things to Expect Over 50.
What were some of these things that you can expect?
Like I can't remember shit. Like I pee when I sneeze. So some guy goes...
Wait, what are they? Well, I want to know the things to expect.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we just pull it up on TikTok then, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Brilliant. All right. Can't remember shit. Body hurts in the morning. You wake up at 5 a.m. every day. You pee when you laugh, which we've discussed multiple times already. You don't give a shit, but you also don't have periods.
Oh, that's the clincher.
It. Yeah. And you know what Max Polomka said to me about that?
What?
It's nature's way of saying you have served your purpose. Now move on.
Oh, my what? Fucking God. Piece of shit.
I did a follow-up video.
Oh, I hope you did.
Yeah, I did a follow-up video. I just basically said, so I guess we're disposable, are we? Got him back.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, Mom. That's not a comeback.
All right. I'm just going
to... You need to diss him.
I'm going to let...
The fuck? What kind of... What you, Mom,
I'm going to let the sneaky freaks diss him when they join me on TikTok. Karen Lee Potter on TikTok. Please make sure that you...
Come to her rescue.
Come to my rescue, but well, don't worry.
That's some bullshit.
I'm sure. And then another guy said... In reference to that video, you forgot to mention shitting when you sneeze. Now, that one I also did a follow-up video because I didn't forget to mention that. I don't shit when I sneeze. What the fuck was that?
That's a bad one.
When do you ever shit when you sneeze?
Yeah, I think
what?
So. I got worms.
Oh, yeah. My God, you don't have worms. Where do you go? You're never going to get a date. I'm telling you. All those Hinge people are going to listen to this podcast and go, he has worms.
The test came back negative. The test came back negative. No ova, no parasites. I'm actually a little disappointed.
What?
Well, I would have an excuse of why I was having some bowel issues. My bowels are back to normal now, though. Anyway.
Who would be disappointed? What do you mean you're kind of disappointed? And I'm surprised you even believe it because I'm thinking in your head.
No, it's faulty. I'm told you I'm leaving the whole healthcare system.
Did you recap for the sneaky freaks what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
We can't go into it again.
No,
there's
I'm just
many
saying you had like
talking
a,
about this.
You had a push-pulling with the person that taking your
yeah,
stool
yeah,
samples.
We talk,
okay,
we
so
about
I just
it.
Wanted to mention if they never heard that, that's where this is coming from.
Yeah, they stole my shit. All right. Do you have any other hit-ons or shit-ons? Because so far these are...
Yeah, so far I got lots of shit-ons. I did get this one that was kind of interesting. It says, between a million yesterdays and a million tomorrows, there's only one today, and I would never let it pass without telling you, dot, 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 I'm thinking of you.
Oh, That is extremely sweet.
It's very sweet.
It's a very poetic shit
very
hit
on. Very poetic. It was a hit on.
Where did that come in?
That came in one of the comments after the things to expect over 60.
Oh.
Very sweet. Another one that came in this morning at 4:36 a.m. Good morning. How are you doing? Alex from Sierra Leone. You're such an amazing woman. I like being a close friend.
Oh. You got some friends out there, Moot.
I've never heard of this person before. What do you mean I've got some friends
out
there?
This is because you put your email on TikTok. I don't know why you did that.
I know. It's too late now.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you for sharing that. Hit
on
or
shit on.
You know, since we brought it up, I would like to just jump right to the segment called Letters to My Doctor.
Yes. I haven't even expressed the fact that I went to see my doctor, and I'm not.
You avoid.
I avoided. Opposite of letters to my doctor is avoiding finding out any information.
We have very different approaches to life in general.
I just feel like there's never going to be a good point that I'm ready to hear the news of whatever they have to tell me.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just not going to be around to find out.
Well, I wanted to read the first letter that I have on file from February 18th. 2017.
You've been collecting letters to your doctor since 2017.
I realized that I could look back into my archives in the app that I use to contact my doctors, and so I found all these letters.
Do you think that they've got a sign in their doctor's office saying like a picture of you and a line going through it saying do not respond to this?
Yes.
This is a crazy person.
Well, let me ask you if this is crazy. On February 18th, 2017, note that it's a few days after Valentine's Day, I said, "Hi, Dr. Yang. Great meeting you a couple weeks ago. I just wanted to... Great meeting you a couple weeks ago." This is the first time I saw this person. "I just wanted to follow up with you regarding my test results. Do you see anything abnormal? Any recommendations for changing my diet to improve my wakefulness? Also, one quick question. Are there more STD test results, in parentheses, like for HIV, that I should be receiving?"
Oh, my God.
"Thanks for seeing me. Best, Kim."
Who writes that?
I write that.
Okay.
Why aren't they giving me the fucking HIV test results? They give me all the other, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis. Where's the HIV?
Okay, but wait a second. I bet you weren't even having sex then.
I bet you're wrong.
You were having sex at that point?
I think maybe like a year before that.
My God.
No, actually February 18th, 2017, I think I was kind of in a little romantic relationship at that point.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not. And so I think I needed this. I don't take STD tests. I actually do.
Okay, you were leading the witness.
What?
You know, when you're in a courtroom setting and they go, "Leading the witness," you're leading him to believe that there's things wrong with your sleep and your bowels that are affected by you were hinting at things.
I want fucking answers.
Can you read that line about
my recommendation for changing my diet to improve my wakefulness?
Yeah.
What's hard about that question?
You were just trying, you probably barraged him with questions 2 weeks earlier.
It's a woman.
Her with questions 2 weeks earlier. And now you're barraging her with probably similar, but just switched it a little bit. You just changed it up a little bit. Gave her a little suggestion that you're having problems with your wakefulness. What does that mean, wakefulness?
I'm fucking tired is what it goddamn means.
Did you ever hear of getting a good night's sleep?
Oh, yes. I've heard about getting a good night's sleep, and clearly I wasn't getting any.
Okay.
Those are letters to my doctor. Thank you for tuning into that one.
I can't wait to hear more because they are insane.
You got any news for us, Mother?
I got some mom's news.
It's time for mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news. Mom's news is a segment of our show where my mother shares earth-shattering, need-to-know info for our edutainment.
Okay.
What do you got for us this week,
Mom? I'm about to have a laughing attack.
Why?
Because I just realized that this fits in with the general theme of shitting and pissing, because it's from Newsweek, actually, which is surprising. Okay.
Okay, we're dealing with a source that other people have heard of.
It's relatively current. It's only a week old.
Wow, you're staying on it, Mom.
The subject line is: man ejaculates from anus, urinates feces for 2 years before seeking help.
No way.
Can you imagine if this was you? Have you ever ejaculated from your anus?
Oh my God.
Feces. urinates feces for and 2 years. It
doesn't
took him two
do
years.
Anything for 2 years? How did it start happening? Did the tubes get mixed up?
He had been experiencing pain in one of his testicles for the previous 5 days.
Oh, God.
He also said he'd been passing substantial amount of urine and sperm from his rectum.
Oh, over the fucking no.
Over the previous 2 years. He also said he's been experiencing a problem known as you probably know this, pneumomaturia, in which people pass gas in their urine and fecula, in which people pass bowel matter through their urine.
His
pipes are generally all
awful.
Fucked up. I don't even want to go through it anymore. But
that is horrible.
I just thought it was...
It's fucking awful.
It was just something that I thought needed to be talked about. You know, not enough people are talking about when it's a discord. There's a discord that happened there. Disconnect. You know, you don't want Texas doctors noted that the passage of sperm through the rectum is so rare that there are few established cases. What a shocker. Like, if they wanted to have sex, I mean, if they wanted to procreate, he and his girl or whatever, his partner, wanted to procreate, he'd have to, like, shit in her vagina.
Mom. Otherwise, fucking stop.
That's the only thing I could come up with.
Disgusting.
Okay. That was... Mom's news.
This mom's disgusting ass news. What the fuck?
That was mom's news. Mom's news.
Mom's news. Just for that.
Oh, no. Do we have a cams up person?
It's time for the segment of the show you guys have been fucking waiting for.
Because we haven't heard enough disgusting things.
You've been waiting your whole lives to get turned on and titty twisted by this. Cams uppers is the place to be.
Can I just ask you something?
What?
What do you mean titty twisters? What? You were trying to think of some alliteration. You came up with titty twisters.
Yeah, I think it's pretty brilliant.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to share something that's very near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds.
Boring.
Or.
Snoozeworthy.
Or.
Doldrum.
Or.
Makes me want to take a shit.
It's Cam's uppers.
In keeping with our theme, it's time to take the shit right now.
I have two, actually.
No, I'm gonna. I'm gonna leave you here with Dale, and I'm gonna come back when one of them is over.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I discovered animal videos this week.
I love animal videos. They're so cute.
That's how you know I was really procrastinating. This is the first time in my life I sat on the couch and I started looking at Instagram accounts for animal videos. Something's wrong.
That's not like you. First of all, it's not like you to be jerking off once a week. And second of all, it's not like you to kind of come on to a total stranger, which I was impressed with.
Yeah.
And get shut down. And then third, you're looking at animal videos. I don't know which of those three are atypical for you.
Something is strange. Astrologically and cosmically.
Yeah. The Mercury might be in retrograde or something.
Dale, what are your thoughts on animal videos?
Never dip my toe into them.
See?
He's not a big animal lover, though.
Yeah, No, it doesn't really interest me.
See, if I had known this, Cam, I have been curating animal videos.
No.
I have so many TikTok animal videos.
Don't you fucking send those my way.
And I actually sent it to all our family chain. Nobody ever responded except your sister, who likes the cat videos that I send because she's a cat freak.
I don't want the videos.
I had a video of a little baby calf who was getting licked in the face by a dog. It was so cute, and nobody in the family responded.
You send us like 10 TikToks a day.
Yes.
We can't even keep up with them.
It's a gift that I'm giving to you.
Thank you.
That keeps giving.
Mom.
What?
I'm sitting there on the couch and
I'm watching these hamster videos.
Clothed, watching hamster videos. It's this hamster mother getting her tits sucked from about 20 little hamsters.
Are you getting turned on by this?
No, I'm not getting turned on by this. Because
if you were, I would say you need help.
No, I'm not getting turned on by this. Okay. But I'm sitting there and I start having an epiphany. How does the mother know how to suddenly just be this wonderful tit to all these little 20 little fucking hamsters? And how the little hamsters...
It's called instinct.
How does the hamsters know to go suck on these mom's titties?
Well, if you would think about it, the hamster was once a baby hamster.
Yes. But what are the baby hamsters? How do they know how to suck on the mom's tits?
They're smelling milk and they go for it.
So what I'm saying is... I'm watching these videos and I realize I'm just like an animal. we're all just like animals. We all have these instincts. And I don't need to worry so much and think so much about my actions and behaviors when probably everything's going to work out just by instinct.
You followed your instinct when you told this girl. What was the exact quote?
I'm awake, but you caught me during an intimate moment.
I love that.
Yes, but you caught me in an intimate moment.
Which is kind of a classy way of saying you caught me jerking off.
Yeah, thank you. So I think, honestly, the hamsters gave me some faith. I could stop stressing as much. What do you think about that?
If I'll take it. I don't care what. If it's a hamster suckling on a nipple, I will take whatever it takes to get you to be less anxious.
Yeah, the hamsters really. I had
sold to the guy with the hamsters.
Yeah, that's what happened. All right, I'll save the extra.
Yeah, please save
the Hawaiian prayer for next week.
Because we have to still ponder about those tits that are being sucked by the hamster babies.
Those Cam's Uppers is a place to be. Are you going to sing the rest of the song?
Fun living is the life for me.
That was Cam's Uppers.
That was Cam's Uppers.
I want to thank everyone who has made this show possible. Thank you to Dale, our wonderful producer. Thank you to my mother for giving birth to me and almost dying herself during her own birth.
Yeah, I had birth trauma on both ends, giving birth to you and being born.
I want to thank you, our wonderful sneaky freak, who is listening to this, supporting us by sharing it with friends, leaving us ratings and reviews, and supporting us on Patreon. That is the way that we can keep the lights on in this little place.
I would like to say we love your reviews. So please, I know you've got a lot of places to write reviews, but please give us a shout out on ratethispodcast.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Wrong.
ratethispodcast.com/mom.
Bingo. And you can go on Patreon at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. Donate to the cause. You'll be part of our wonderful community that meets once a month on Zoom. You'll get extra bonus content. And you can be participating in our Discord channel with all the other sneaky freaks. It's very fun.
And you're considered one of my children.
Oh, one of the favorites.
One of the faves.
Well, that's all we got today, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Mother, you want to sing them out? You look so startled. Oh, God.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having come out of your anus.
Anus is like the most used
what am I going to tell
rhyme you? That you have.
I knew, but at least I got some relevant to what we talked about.
I'm glad you brought back the come out of the anus.
I brought it right back.
All right. Thank you for listening.
You know we love you, and please share this with a friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.